if you go back to the basics here, and a lot of nonprofits, of course, have written grants, and that's part of their funding portfolio. The old logic model is that there's a program and or activity. Then the next level is what does that program and or activity produce in terms of outputs, and those outputs then lead to outcomes. And that's been the logic model. That's been the standard used for grants for many years, for decades. I encourage nonprofits, and what we do when we're engaged with the client is move to one more level, and that's the value of those outcomes. And here's why that matters. In health, in the health areas, in education, especially, outcomes are not universally understood. And let me just give you a real-life example to help explain this. I'm going to use a human services example, and this is a real nonprofit. But what this nonprofit did was help pregnant teenagers, because there were two things that happened when teenagers got pregnant. The first thing is typically they dropped out of school, and the second thing is they typically had babies that weren't really healthy. So they helped both of those areas of need. So let's just talk about the education area in this example. When I sat down with this nonprofit and said, so what are your outputs? What are the outputs of all of these programs? And they said, well, 200 girls per year in our community sign up for our educational program that allows them to get their GED. And I said, no, time out. Those are inputs. Those are a function of your marketing efforts. That's not your value added. That's just how you get people involved in your program. So let's think again, what are your outputs? And they said, oh, okay, in our education program, out of those 200 that sign up a year, 100 of them actually pass the test. And so that's great. That's the start. So their value added is 100 girls per year get their GED and the equivalent of a high school diploma. So those are their outputs, but we can't stop there. What we have to do is translate those outputs into outcomes, which are defined as the impact you have on your customers' lives, your primary customers' lives. So the impact those 100 girls that now had their GED was that allowed them to get a job that would require a high school diploma. So just for example purposes, let's just say 80 of those then go on to get jobs they couldn't have gotten previously. So again, the value added of this organization was that they now have 80 high school graduates. That was their value added. So that's the outcome, and that's impressive. There are now 80 more diplomas out there that will help these women lead better lives. But that doesn't necessarily mean anything to the banker in town. The banker in town might connect the dots, but he or she may not. And of course, if it's the biggest bank in town, everybody's knocking on their door to get some of their money for their nonprofit. So what we do in this case is try to translate those outcomes into a value that the banker will understand. What that banker will understand is, what will that mean for new customers? How will that allow me to grow my market share? What will that mean in terms of new loans? And we tell them that, or we at least strive to tell them that. So if you had 80 new high school graduates that made X amount of dollars more per year because they now have their degree, their high school degree, then that means something to the banker. So let's just say it's $25,000 a year. 80 times $25,000 a year is $2 million. We would then do some econometric modeling with economic multipliers and grow that $2 million via the ripple effects of economic events to, let's say, $4.5 million. So the impact of those 80 graduates working is $4.5 million to that local economy. Then we have something concrete to work with and say, based upon your market share, Mrs. Banker, this is how much will probably end up in your bank, because we know what savings rates might be and so on. Now, we don't have to be exact on this, and this is an important point. We don't have to tell them exactly. What we're trying to do here is paint a picture for them. We're trying to connect the dots for them, because we can't hope that they will connect them on their own. So we're painting the picture of the value added of the nonprofit to new high school diplomas, to better paying jobs, to those earnings of those jobs showing up somehow in that bank, whether it be new deposits, new checking accounts, probably car loans, maybe even mortgages down the road. And that's what means something to the banker. So back to your question, I know that was a long answer, Chris. Back to your question is, we strive, when we try to put values on outcomes, what values will matter to that particular funding prospect. To bankers, it's dollars or deposits or market share. To the car dealer in town, it may mean how many new cars might I sell because of this economic activity. Or it may mean to an employer, how many more or how much deeper will the work pool or the labor pool be because of your efforts. So there's always an economic argument you can make, no matter if you're in human services, arts and culture, education, certainly health, or economic development.